This month, many Atlantans are reading one single book and then meeting to discuss it and even talk with the author. By way of the Big Read program, sponsored by the Atlanta History Center and the Atlanta Fulton Public Libraries. The book is a novel by Pulitzer Prize-winning nominated author Luis Alberto Urrea called Into the Beautiful North. WABE's Kate Sweeney sat down with the author to talk about what makes him excited to visit Atlanta this week and about the novel itself. She began by asking him about the book's central plot.
While I was reading this book, I kept thinking about this, that a narrative we hear again and again in this country is that of the undocumented immigrant really desperate to move to the United States. And right. I think that's especially true recently with the spotlight on the large influx of youth, many of them coming in from nations other than Mexico, places like Honduras. But Into the Beautiful North turns that narrative sort of on its head. Instead of a group eager to leave Mexico, we have a group of young women who decide to go to the United States in order to find new men to come back and help essentially to repopulate their small town in Mexico from where all the men have left. And so rather than the United States being the ultimate dream and the ultimate goal, their ultimate dreamland really is their Mexican hometown. And I'm really curious about how you arrived at this narrative.
Wow. I'll begin by saying one thing I tell a lot of my writing students is if you want to see something by a really true light, set fire to your assumptions and let them burn. It's true that so many places in Mexico found themselves devoid of men, as stated in the book. In fact, the book came about from reporting that I had read girls in this Mexican town who had a prom with no boys to dance with them, so they had to dance with each other. And it struck me as such a human story and such an understandable story, but something people didn't really realize. You know, the reality is sometimes you're trying to save your life, and like many, many waves of people before them, the American dream called out. The American dream was, number one, sanctuary. Number two, the opportunity to make a life. And interestingly, number three, the hope was one day we can go back home.
But the book is also like a fable whose plot moves along really quickly, and it's all driven by this lead character, the teenager Nayeli.
So we're on NPR. We can talk like eggheads.
But, oh, dear.
But I was trying to really look at Joseph Campbell and all these myths about the great hero and realizing that, you know, there are not a whole lot of stories about young women warriors. And Nayeli is kind of a classic hero figure. She starts out as an innocent. She's trained as a warrior through this perilous journey. So it's really the story of her growth.
You know, she has these traditional Mexican values, and she's very polite to her elders and all of that. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, she kicks people's butts. She has these amazing martial arts skills. And so
that's because of her aunt. Her aunt made her study that so she could beat men up.
Right.
But yeah, I like the thought of your assumptions turning on their head. You know, later on, here's the scary gangster who turns out to be the great defender of the tribe. You know, there's the young gay man that is heroic and, you know, her best friend and risks himself to help her. Now, if I could put a different face on this story, on both sides of the border, not just of the immigrants, but of the Americans and what we're all like, and that maybe it's possible we're more alike than different.
Yeah, because we do have a number of sympathetic characters coming from all different sorts of points of view, and we get to see sort of inside their lives a little bit, as you say. And also, so many hard facts about these disparate places. And this detail is also what makes it pleasurable to read. What kind of research went into this book, and how do you go about weaving it into the story you tell?
You know, I was born in Tijuana. I grew up in San Diego. I worked with the mission group in the Tijuana garbage dump. So, for example, those things in Tijuana are all real. They're all actual, including the insane scene where the travelers discover a giant house in the shape of a naked woman, fully painted anatomically correctly. That's really in Tijuana. I mean, if you're a writer, the entire world is your filing cabinet.
This book is part of a number of programs like the Big Read around the country. What makes you pleased to be part of programs like this.
Oh, man. If you're a writer, I think you spend much of your life in a room by yourself scribbling or typing, and you hope you'll reach someone someday. And, you know, I think about 40 years of banging away, and, you know, I step in front of hundreds of people sometimes every night that I don't know, and to have them receptive and listening and laughing along with me and talking means everything to me, you know, so it's an amazing, amazing experience.
Luis Urrea, author of Into the Beautiful North, which is the selection for the Atlanta History Center and Atlanta Fulton County Library's Big Read program this year.